This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أكثر من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من وعلاهم كل عام الصالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. And that being said, it's a reminder to all of us to make dua for our brothers and sisters and to offer what you can. Offer what you can. Offer what you can. Do what you can do. Do what you can do. You, everyone carries a different responsibility when it comes to the causes of this ummah. Not everyone can do the same thing. Not everyone is in the position to do similar things. So figure out what you are able to do and what field and what front and what domain of life are you capable of supporting just this just cause, whether it's financial or social or political or educational, whatever it is, find out how you're going to further it and how you're going to continue to support it. The people in Gaza are doing their part, and their part is very difficult, and their part is the most difficult of all, because their part is the part of the loss of blood and the loss of homes and the loss of lives, and it's all fun and games until your life is on the line, honestly, in this world. Like, it's all just talk until your life is there, and they're losing their lives, and their cities being carpet bombed, and people are dying in the thousands, and we're only getting a fraction of the numbers, and the images that are coming through are very, very disturbing and saddening. That is happening to our children there. So do what you can. You figure out what you can do, and then you do it. Dua, I've always said this, and I continue to say this. Dua doesn't count as doing something, because as a Muslim, if you're a Muslim, then you're going to make dua. Any Muslim worth their salt will make dua. Obviously, you make dua. What else are you doing? Of course, it doesn't count. Find something else to do. If all you're doing is dua, you better be. Yeah, that's for someone who is broke, physically paralyzed, has no home. And it doesn't speak. No one listens to them, no matter what they say. And even then, they still have to vocalize. They still have to voice it out, whether people are listening or not. So just remember that dua is something that comes naturally to a Muslim. You don't see it as I've done something for them. No, you see it as that's my normal. I make dua all the time. I'm always making dua for the right things, and I'm always asking Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to relieve the suffering of others. But then figure out what exactly it is that you're going to do. And I think that's something that we should all take time and think about. Yarwi, and right to hadith, because I want to finish this series of Laysa Minna by Sunday, so that Monday we can talk about, I think, something more relevant to the current situation. So I'm right to, they're not too long, so it shouldn't take too much time. The first hadith, يروي الإمام الطبراني في الأوسط بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith is in the collection of Imam Tabarani. It's in the Awsat, meaning he has three collections. I'm not going to bore you. It's the middle collection. It has a reasonable chain of narration, narrated to us by Abu Huraira. But the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, قَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَطَيَّرَ أَوْ تُطَيِّرَ لَهُ أَوْ تَكَهَّنَ أَوْ تُكُهِّنَ لَهُ أَوْ تَسَحَّرَ أَوْ تُسُحِّرَ لَهُ. So it's not in keeping with our core values. It's not amongst us. Those who perform تطير, meaning they base their decision on some form of cosmic signs, like some sign that has no relevance whatsoever to the actual behavior itself. They're going to go by the constellations, or maybe they open a newspaper and some guy for 50 bucks and a column eating Doritos and drinking soda decided to write that if you were born between April 20 something and June something, then today you're going to meet and then you don't do something based on that is a form of tatayur. And takahun is similar, where you go to an actual person who claims to be someone who's connected with the other world, the ghaib world, and he can speak to people that you can't speak to, and he has you have to obviously bring him a few hairs from the left ear of a rabbit and find some, whatever it is. So these type of behaviors, or tasahhar, meaning you go to someone who claims to be a sahir or a wizard, or and he's going to write something. It's all these letters that are stuck together, and you take and put it under your pillow after you drink, after you put it in water and drink the water and give it to the other person, and all this behavior, that is just sweep it all up, put it in one pile. All the garbage of superstition and all that comes with it is not a part of the deen. It's not with keeping with our core values. It's not. It's not in keeping with our core values. We don't follow it. We don't think like that. We don't make decisions like that. We don't do it. We don't have it done for us. That's what the hadith is saying. If you do it, we don't do it. We don't have it done for us. We don't go to people to help us with it. And we don't give it any weight at all. Add to that, in our current situation, those who decide to blame all that happens to them in their lives upon the unseen, on Ayn and Hasad and Jinn and other stuff. Just blame everything that you don't like in your life on that. That way you don't have to be accountable to any of your personal choices. Add all that thought process into one big pile, call the garbage men and just ship it away, because that's not a part of who we are. We don't think like that. We don't function like that. It's very important that the next generation is rid of this. I'm trying to rid you of something that is stuck to me even. Like there's the stickiness of it is still on my generation. We weren't able to completely get rid of it. I'm trying to get rid of you of it so you don't have to deal with it anymore, because it's something that just it was carried down for a long time meaninglessly, needlessly. It only brings hardship. It only makes it difficult for people to do anything that is khair, and it only takes away your ability to deal with life, with the difficulties of life and the hardships in a proper manner, and actually face that which didn't work in a way that's meaningful. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would use in this same hadith three phrases and say it's not in keeping with who we are. The second hadith I want to narrate to you, يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ادعى ما ليس له فليس منا وليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Anyone who claims that they own something or they are a part of something that they are not, that's not in keeping with who we are. And may they see with their own eyes and visualize their place in Jahannam. When you claim something that isn't yours, when you claim anything that you claim that isn't yours, whether it's a lineage, or it's land, for example, or it's a connection or affiliation, an association, or taking credit for something that you didn't do, in Islam it's a big deal. It's not in keeping with who we are to do something like that. And in keeping to be a part of what we've been this relevant. When someone claims that they own something that they don't own, that a piece of land is somehow innately, that they inherited it somehow, in a godly fashion, when they didn't, that is an act of, that's not what we do as Muslims. And by the way, as Muslims, we don't claim that. We don't claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned land for us. No, everyone, Muslims throughout history have lived with every single group of people. Every single faith and culture have lived with Muslims. That's right, because Muslims actually belong to every single race and culture. Go anywhere you want, you'll find Muslims. It's the norm. We've never had a problem living with people or having people live with us. It's when it's the opposite that's the issue for us. It's the opposite. And that's really important to remember as you kind of watch the news and listen to a lot of the garbage that they're trying to shovel into people's ears. مَنِ ادَّعَ مَا لَيْسَ لَهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. To claim that which is not yours is not a part of our core values. We don't claim that. We never have, and we never will. And this conflict, by the way, that you watch is not a conflict of Islam and Judaism. Never was. There's never been a conflict between Muslims and Jews. It's something much different than that. It's a very different conflict in nature. It's a political conflict that is based on racism and apartheid and Zionism. And it's not a conflict of religion. Muslims don't have a problem with, actually the closest faith to us is the Jewish faith. We're very similar. We carry very similar values. We practice very similar concepts. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's Quran, the Quran is filled with مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة. Injeed is added to it every couple of times. It's always going back to that. We have a lot of similarities. It's never been a conflict of faith. It's a conflict of a different nature. And I think we have to remember that as Muslims, because it's meaningful to be very clear, to offer an explanation that doesn't allow the other group to come up with arguments that are meaningless. The haqq here is very simple. The haqq is very simple. It's dead simple. It requires nothing. The facts are overwhelming. But again, that would only matter in a world where facts actually carry some weight. يروي الإمام الطبراني في الأوسط بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم ليس منا من تطير أو تطير له أو تكهن أو تكهن له أو تسحر أو تسحر له. ويروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ادعى ما ليس له فليس منا وليتبوأ مقعده من النار. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه وسلم. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله we'll see you tomorrow at Jumu'ah at 2:30 sharp إن شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.